Chapter 4. When Mordecai learned of everything that had been done, he ripped his garments apart and put on sackcloth and ashes. Then he went out into the middle of the city, crying out loudly and bitterly. He went only as far as the king's gate, for no one was to enter the king's gate wearing sackcloth. And in every province where the king's word and his decree reached, there was great mourning among the Jews, along with fasting and weeping and wailing. Many were lying down in sackcloth and ashes. When Esther's female attendants and her eunuchs came in and told her, the queen was deeply distressed. Then she sent garments for Mordecai to wear instead of his sackcloth, but he refused them. At this, Esther summoned Hathach, one of the king's eunuchs, whom he had appointed to serve her, and she ordered him to find out from Mordecai what this meant and what was happening. So Hathach went out to Mordecai in the public square of the city, in front of the king's gate. Mordecai told him about everything that had happened to him, and the exact amount of money that Haman had promised to pay to the king's treasury, for the Jews to be destroyed. He also gave him a copy of the written decree that had been issued in Shushan for their annihilation. He was to show it to Esther, and explain it to her, and instruct her to go into the king to beg for his favor, and to plead directly with him in behalf of her people. Hathach came back and told Esther what Mordecai had said. Esther replied to Hathach with instructions to tell Mordecai,
"All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces are aware that if any man or woman goes into the king's inner courtyard without being summoned, there is only one law that applies. He is to be put to death. He may live only if the king holds out to him the golden scepter. And I have not been summoned to the king now for 30 days.
When Mordecai was told what Esther had said, he replied to Esther, "Do not imagine that because you are in the king's household, you are any more likely to escape than all the other Jews. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance will come to the Jews from another source. But you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether it is for a time like this that you have attained to your royal status?" Then Esther replied to Mordecai,
"Go, gather all the Jews who are found in Shushan, and fast in my behalf. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night and day. I, along with my female attendants, will also fast. I will go into the king, which is against the law, and if I am to perish, I will perish."
So Mordecai went his way and did all that Esther had instructed him to do.